A new distillery will soon begin making whiskey, vodka, and gin on Chehalis tribal land in southwest Washington. It's the first legal native-owned distillery to open on tribal land in the country. The Chehalis tribe's effort to diversify its economy by joining the craft spirits boom had to first overcome a nearly two-century-old prohibition on liquor production in Indian country. Correspondent Tom Bonsi paid a visit to the newly opened tribal distillery and brewery.
The new Talking Cedar Brew Pub and Distillery rises just a block away from an Interstate 5 off-ramp between Olympia and Chehalis.
Let's walk out this way and we'll go up.
Chehalis Tribal Enterprises CEO David Burnett shows off rows of two-story tall steel tanks and gleaming copper stills. It's built to scale up big. Liquor production is set to begin around year's end after a final shipment of imported specialty parts arrives from Italy.
It's very big. It's very, very big and very spacious.
Tribal chairman Harry Pickernell says the tribe's leadership hatched the idea for a craft distillery in 2015. They were brainstorming ways to enhance a hotel and planned restaurant to become a regional destination.
We thought, why not a distillery?
The tribe struck a partnership to produce spirits under the brand and guidance of Gig Harbor-based Heritage Distilling Company. But then in 2017, the partners discovered their planned distillery would be illegal under federal law if built on tribal lands.
We thought, where did this law come from? When is it from? They said, 1834. And we said, oh my goodness sakes.
During President Andrew Jackson's administration, members of Congress banned liquor production in Indian country. Congress acted, in their words, to preserve peace on the frontier. Pickernell and other tribal leaders lobbied to get a bill through Congress to repeal the law. They succeeded just about 2 years ago. But that would be just one of many challenges to opening this new line of business. The delay at Congress meant this distillery was built in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic. So the first production run turned out hand sanitizer rather than whiskey. That pivot is done, so now the focus is back on spirits. Bartender?
We have a brown sugar bourbon sour on our cocktail menu. That's one of our most popular ones. That's one I highly recommend.
Side note, the top leaders overseeing this tribal enterprise are teetotalers themselves. During a distillery tour, Democratic politician Hillary Franz, the Washington State Lands Commissioner, said the events of this year changed her preference for drinking wine.
COVID hit and wildfire season hit, and I will be honest, I've discovered whiskey, and it's not bad. It's pretty good.
Franz volunteered to make a new blend to be called Wildfire Whiskey.
Our tribal communities have been working hard throughout the state and this nation to help take care of their communities. And they frankly have had their hands tied behind their back and in a very racist way that didn't allow them to do what we all have been able to do. This is a win across the board.
Pickernell says tribal elders as well as youth voiced concerns about entering the alcohol business when the project launched. It can be a sensitive topic, given that health researchers have long documented disproportionately high rates of alcohol-related deaths among Native Americans.
My assurance to them was that this is not to bring alcohol on the reservation, but just as a means to diversify our economic ventures throughout not only the reservation, but nationwide and international, hopefully.
Non-tribal entrepreneurs continue to apply for new craft distillery licenses in the Pacific Northwest, too. The pace of applications to the Washington State Liquor Board and Oregon Liquor Control Commission for new distilleries appears undamped by the pandemic. The Chehalis tribe is already fielding requests from other tribes for info about their trailblazing distillery and brewery. I'm Tom Bonsi in Grand Mound, Washington.